গোপীজন বল্লভ জীবন ধারি, গোপীজন বল্লভ জীবন ধারি, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, 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 যমুনা তীরা বনচারি, যমুনা তীরা বনচারি, জয় রাধা মাধব কপে জন্লা বাবা নন্দন বজ জন্ল, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ
Divine Grace of Vaishnavananda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON founder, BBT founder, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Anantakoti Vaishnavananda Ki. Namacharya Lahiris Thakur Ki. Premsikaho Shri Krishna Taitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi. Gaura Bhaktivinda Ki. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath. Shama Kunrada Kun, Giri Govardhana Ki, Mathura Vrindavan Dhamma Ki, Avadvip Mayapur Dhamma Ki, Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki, Vrindana Maya Ganga Maya Ki, Srimati Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Sankirtan Yagya Ki, Samvita Bhakta Vrindana Ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Vom, All glorious to the Assembly Devotees, All glorious to the Assembly Devotees, All glorious to the Assembly Devotees, All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Ganga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Anathopashamam Sakshad Bhakti Yoga Madoksaje Lokasya Janato Vidvams Chakra Satvata Samitam. The material miseries of the living beings are superfluous to him. It means they are unnecessary for him. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation with the Absolute Truth. The material miseries of the living being are superfluous to him, and they can be directly mitigated by the linking process of Bhakti Yoga, or devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation with the Absolute Truth. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the personality of Godhead, Canto 10, Chapter 27. And we're reading verses 24 to 27. On the board is text 27. Krishna,
Krishna.
Visikta. Itani Sarvani Kurunandana Nirvairani Abhavams Tata Krurani Api Nishagataha Krishna Bishikta Itani Sarvani Kurunandana Nivaranyabhivamstata Kuranyapi Nishagataha Krishna Bishikta Etani Sarvani Kurunandana Nivaranyabhivamstata Kuranyapi Nishagataha Api Nishargataha
Krishna Bishikta Etani
Krishna Bishikta Etani
Shabishikta etani. Vani kuru nandana.
Vairanya bhavam stata.
Vairanya bhavam stata.
Uranya pini sargata.
Uranya pini sargata. Snevisikta etani. Pass my bag away, my book bag. Let's backtrack a little bit because we're supposed to read from verse 24. This is, we've been hearing about how Lord Indra had been humbled by Lord Krishna when Krishna lifted Gopa down the hill after Indra became angry and tried to inundate the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Krishna lifted Gopa downhill on his little finger for a week, and then Lord Indra came to apologize, beg forgiveness, and Krishna was bathed by Airavata and also by Surabhi with her own milk. I'll read the previous verse. Shukadeva Goswami said, having thus appealed to Lord Krishna, Mother Surabhi performed his bathing ceremony with her own milk, and Indra, ordered by Aditi and other mothers of the demigods, anointed the Lord with heavenly Ganga water from the trunk of Indra's elephant carrier, Airavata. Thus, in the company of the demigods and great sages, Indra coronated Lord Krishna, the descendant of Dasharatha, and gave him the name
Govinda.
Means Lord of the cows. Indra of the cows. It's okay. Text 24, which wasn't on the board, but we just say it, I'll say it once. Trachagatas tumburunara dayayum. Gandhava vidyadarasida charanayam. Jaguya sholoka malapaham hare. Surangana sanhatur. Madan vitaha mudan vitaha. Tumburu, Narada, and other Gandhavas, along with the vidyadaras, siddhas, and charanas, came there to sing the glories of Lord Hari, which purify the entire world. And the wives of the demigods, filled with joy, danced together in the Lord's honor. Text 25. Tam tustu vaho deva nikaya ketavo yavakirams chadbhuta pushpa vishti bihi loka param nivritim apnuvams trayo gavastadagam anayan payodrutam. Translation. The most eminent demigods chanted the praises of the Lord and scattered wonderful showers of flowers all around him. All three worlds felt supreme satisfaction, and the cows drenched the surface of the earth with their milk. Purport. There's a short purport by ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada King. The word Ketavaha means literally banners. B-A-N-N-E-R-S. The leading demigods are the emblems or banners of the demigod race. And they took the lead in glorifying the Lord and covering him with an amazing shower of multicolored fragrant flowers. Text 26. Nanara soga sarito viksha asan madhu shravaha akrishta pacho sho akrishta pacho sadayo girayo biran unmanin girayo bibran unmanin. Rivers flowed with various kinds of tasty liquids. Trees exuded honey. Edible plants came to maturity without cultivation, and hills gave forth jewels formerly hidden in their interiors. Text 27, today's verse. Krishna bisikta etani sarvani kurunandana nirvairanya bivamstata kuranyapi nishagataha. Krishna, Lord Krishna, abhishikte, having been bathed, etani, these, sarvani, all, kurunandana, O beloved of the Kuru dynasty, nirvairani, free from enmity, abhavan, became, tata, my dear Parikshit, Kurani, vicious, api, although, nishagataha, by nature. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Parikshit, beloved of the Kuru dynasty, upon the ceremonial bathing of Lord Krishna, all living creatures, even those cruel by nature, became entirely free of enmity. Please repeat. O Parikshit, beloved of the Kuru dynasty, upon the ceremonial bathing of Lord Krishna, all living creatures, even those cruel by nature, became entirely free of enmity. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. This purport was written after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada. But inspired by Srila Prabhupada in every way. Those corrupted by a type of sophisticated cynicism may mock these descriptions of a paradisiacal world situated, affected simply by worshipping the Supreme Lord. So, quite high-flown language, I'll repeat. Those corrupted by a type of sophisticated cynicism may mock these descriptions of a paradisical world situation affected by worshipping the Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, modern man has created a hell on earth in his cynical rejection of heaven on earth, which is actually possible through Krishna consciousness. The situation described here, created simply by the auspicious bathing ceremony of the Lord, is an authentic historical incident. Since history repeats itself, there is hope that the Krishna consciousness movement may again bring the world community to the brilliant reality of self-realized existence. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada's disciples ki. Om Ajnanate Marandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Chaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Siva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Makam karoti vachalam pangam langkaite girim yat kripa taram bande shri gurun dinacharinam. By the mercy of Guru, a blind man can see the stars, a lame man can climb mountains, and a dumb man can speak poetry. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Naman Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prashayani Nirvisesha Sanyavadi Pastra Chari Sakarani. So, this time of the Olympic Games, we're reminded of the demigods on their Mount Olympus, where they used to sport, perform their games. Unfortunately, we're not on Mount Olympus with the demigods. We're in London, which Prabhupada once said, one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, does a pure devotee sometimes go to hell to preach? Prabhupada said, London, this is hell. So, we have an Olympic stadium in Stratford. We have our Olympic Padayatra, which went out yesterday. Continuing again today at 1 o'clock, if anybody wants to join. Chanting around London. But unfortunately, generally speaking, it's not the demigods which are performing the Olympic Games. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that there's two classes of men. There are the two polarities of mentality, divine and demonic natures. In these verses, I'm reminded of elaborating a little on these points, because we see that Lord Indra had made a mistake. Even though he was a demigod, he attacked the inhabitants of Vrindavan and Krishna and the cows with his what clouds? Cumulonimbus? Some vertical clouds, terrible clouds which come at the destruction of the universe. So, but Indra, seeing that he was a devotee, forgave him. Apichatsuru acharo bhajate mamananyabhak sadareva samantavyak samyag vyavasito hisaha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that despite the most abominable actions, one who's engaged in my devotional service to be considered saintly because he's rightfully situated. So these demigods, they're rightfully situated. The demigods are rightfully situated in the devotional service of the Lord. They're managerial agents of the Lord running the universe, the rain, the fire, the water, the earth. It's not just happening by chance, like our asuric. There's two kinds of living beings, two kinds of polarities, suric and asuric. Suric means godly, asuric means ungodly. This is fairly common sense. But it's explicitly explained in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, the divine and demoniac natures. It's not that every demon has to have like horns sticking out of his head. You know, there may be internal horns. You don't see them. There may be internal fangs. And we may have them too. Mightn't we? Yes. Unfortunately, Krishna says, Purusha, not unfortunately, Krishna explains our position. Purusha prakriti sohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan kaunam guna sangasyat sarasadyoni janmasu. The living entity comes to this material world to enjoy bhunkte prakriti jan gunan. And of course, the greatest enjoyment, we all know what that is. Pumsam Srimaituni Bhava Metam. We're all trying to imitate Radha and Krishna. Why can't I also enjoy like Krishna? I am Krishna. So Krishna is so kind, is in everyone's heart. Savasya Chayam Ridhi Samyavisto Matasritin Gyanam Aparam Cha. He sees, he can see. Of course, in the spiritual world, Krishna's not in everyone's heart, but he's directly there. But he sees, Krishna can see, whatever we desire, and he wants to please us. Oh, you want to have your Radharani? Okay, here you go. You can be Lord Brahma with Mother Saraswati, or Lord Indra with who? Sachi. You can be demigods. It's even said that when we fall from the spiritual world, first we come to demigod life, then down, 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 down. Bad association. Karmam guna sangasya sarasad yoni janmasu. We get caught up, just like Jayatra said so nicely yesterday, in the spider's web. When a spider gets stuck in a web and then it moves, then what happens? It's more and more entangled. And then the spider's there, throwing silk on top until he's tightly bundled up. Sadasadyoni janmasu. In plants and birds and fishes and worms, frogs, cats and dogs. I remember recently I was in Patna, a temple president. I hope it's not broadcast this, but they keep a rabbit in the house. It's rather strange. It must be a Bihari custom. But I was tenderly stroking the rabbit with my right foot, giving my blessings. And it turned around and bit me. Bit my big toe. So, because this is not the situation when Krishna was being bathed. There was all animals, they were so friendly with one another. In Bihar also, there's Jharkhand forest. Recently we've been being given a beautiful piece of land in the Jharkhand forest in Ranchi. This is where Lord Chaitanya came and danced through the forest on his way to Vrindavan. Or Varanasi, on the way to Vrindavan. Used to be a big, big forest. Used to be tigers and lions, serpents, cobras, elephants. It was all there, not like today. They've all been poached. But they were genuinely there. One time Lord Chaitanya was dancing through the forest, chanting Hare Krishna, and his servant Balabhadra Bhattacharya was behind him. He was wondering what was going to happen, because right across the path there was a big tiger. And tigers are really dangerous creatures. One devotee was telling me they're so powerful, with their paw they can just knock off a man's head. Just one swipe, your head is gone. And they just drink your blood. So they're very fierce creatures. But what did Lord Chaitanya do? He was in total ecstasy. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is the Lord of the universe. We do invite you to go to London Zoo and stop playing around with the tigers. But he simply kicked the tiger with his foot and it started to dance and chant, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! So Lord Chaitanya's Radha and Krishna combined come to show us the way of devotional service, the way to change the demons into devotees, which is devotional service, a Sankirtan movement. Just as we saw in the famous leela of Jagai Madai, we all know this leela. Two typical drunkards of Kali Yuga, woman hunters and cruel people, they were turned into devotees by this association of devotees. So, pravritim cha nivritim cha, the demons, they don't know what is to be done and what is not to be done. This is a problem, is it? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So it's like we spend millions on Olympic Games. And we make so many arrangements. When we were in Cardiff, we started the Rathiatric cart. We were going down by the castle. And we were supposed to go through the town and have big kirtan right through the center of town. But because of the Olympic Games security, the Jagannath Rathiatra festival was held up. And the route was changed. Nivritim cha pravritim cha nivritim cha. Pravritim means inclination. And nivritti means disinclination. We all have inclinations. You know, we have inclinations. Amisha, we have inclinations to eat meat, to have sex, to eat meats, break all the regulative principles, to gamble, to be intoxicated. All creatures, they love to be intoxicated. The ant loves sugar. Because you know sugar has alcohol in it? Yes. It has. That's why when you have a big lump of halva, you're spinning around for a few minutes. It's actually, I heard in a lecture just recently, Prabhupada says, even the ant loves intoxication because it has alcohol in it. And recently they discovered that they admitted in the newspaper that Coca-Cola has alcohol in it. It's a very small amount. But wherever there's sugar, there's some kind of intoxication. And you don't have to go to college to, you know, learn sex life. You soon find out, the birds and bees, they're teaching you every day what's going on. So, and meat eating, well, you know, we can eat anything. If you want to eat anything, it's very tasty. And you want to play around gambling, that's... You know, this is what this Olympic Games is, gambling. And people are making a lot of money on it also. Who's going to win? Who's going to get the gold? Rush for the gold. In the Birmingham Rathiatra Haridas, they did a really nice drama about that, about the Olympic Games. Yeah. The trial of... Who saw that in Birmingham Rathiatra? You weren't there. It was really good drama, actually. And I think there's a pop song. I haven't ever heard it, but they played something on the, about this Olympic Games. Rush for the gold, rush for the gold. Britain's face to face with history at the Olympic Games, or something like that. Rush for the gold, rush for the gold. Making everyone greedy. So the storyline was that this young boy was trying to get the gold medal. And he was complete, you know, asura. He didn't believe in God, Hare Krishna, anything. But his trainer was a devotee. And he was saying, you know, you need Krishna's mercy to win the gold medal. I said, no, I have to work hard through my training, take my diet, and boom, 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 like this. So the trainer was saying, yeah, yeah, you must do that also, but you must depend on Krishna. Surrender to Krishna, Krishna can give you everything. And he said, no, 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 I don't need Krishna. Yeah, because this was his inclination to avoid Krishna, his demonic inclination. This is a demonic priority, inclination to avoid Krishna. So there he was on the track, running, 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 running. And then who should appear? But, just like that mobile phone disturbing everything, just who should appear but a beautiful, well, typical Kali Yuga Mataji lady, looking very attractive. And he glanced at her, and he tripped. Ah, my fault. And he came limping to the trainer. He said, I fell down. I saw this beautiful girl. I fell down on the track. And so the trainer said, no problem. Krishna can still help you. I'm not saying this is a perfect drama, but it was interesting. He said, no, what? No, just chant Hare Krishna. So the boy said, all right, I'll do anything to get the gold. Tell me what to do to get the gold. He said, all right, follow the four regular principles. All right, I'll follow the four regular principles. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. All right. And chant Hare Krishna. All right, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Rama. Okay. So he went for the Olympic Games, and there was a big race. You could hear the soundtrack, the race was getting closer and closer. The commentator was getting excited, and he came in third place, bronze medal. But he was very happy, and he got the bronze medal. So this is the Pravritti. Our inclination is to enjoy this material world, but by association of an acharya, a pure devotee of the Lord, then our inclinations can be changed. Just like Prabhupada went to America, and especially the hippies, we were inclined to nonsense. But we had some inclination to reject this materialistic civilization. A little bit of vairagya there. We didn't want our parents' big sofas and houses and cars. We wanted to live a bit of a simple life, and so on. So Prabhupada, he saw this. Here were some demons who were interested to be devotees, who were interested to be demigods. Devotees means demigods, Prabhupada says, many places. We're trying to be demigods. Almost like God. Suras, devatas. These are all words for demigods. So Krishna consciousness is the process of changing our inclination so that any time we know what to do and what not to do to go back to Godhead, to become devotees. We know the goal of life. Demons, they don't know the goal of life except eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. It's most unfortunate that they don't understand what they are. Simple fact of life that they cannot understand. My hand, my head, my nose, my mind, my intellect. But who am I? You see? That poor boy on the Olympic Games training, he couldn't understand. He's simply thinking, if I work hard, then I will win, I may win. The discounting of Krishna's spiritual factor. We're spiritual beings, we're not these bodies. So the Olympic Games was originally performed by the demigods on Mount Olympus, or what do we call this, Mount Sumeru. In the Vedic fifth canto describes this mountain as Sumeru. And at the top of Sumeru in this universe is a huge mountain called the Vedic cosmology. There's a huge mountain. We may not be able to see it with these eyes. But there the demigods are living. Lord Brahma has his arena, has his Olympic Games there. All the demigods go there. But they know the goal of life. They know the purpose of life is not material. That means a demigod. When I was a boy, I used to, well, particularly one time, I asked my father, I said, "Daddy, what's the point? What's the point of it all?" See, my father was a demon. He's a nice fellow, but he's a demon. So was my mother. And so I was aspiring. I used to be, my hero was Lord Jesus, because he seemed to embody, you know, spiritual life. He did. So, "Daddy, what's the point?" He had to think a bit. "Well, you pass your exams, don't you? And then you get a degree. And then you get a good job. And then you get a good house. And a good wife and family. And then you're happy, aren't you?" But then I was thinking, "But Father, you're not happy. My dear Father, you're not happy. I don't want to be like you. There must be more to life than this." So if we know we're not this body, if we guess, or at least we have the theory, that must be different from this body. What is my real activity? What will I spend my life doing? Doing yavaram karma. We should keep these demonic activities far distant by devotional service. That's the principle of the Krishna consciousness movement. If we don't have spiritual activity, then we must have demonic activities. It's a question of association. So it's like we were always given a example of a glass. So if the glass is in a sooty atmosphere, polluted atmosphere, like London, it'll get filled up with soot and dust and pollution. But if it's always being filled up with milk, then the soot and dust can't get in, as long as it's milk from our cows at the manor. So that's the principle of devotional service. We engage our demonic natures in devotional service. We're demons, all right. But as long as we're fully engaged in devotional service, idle mind is a devil's workshop, demon's workshop. So this is the main principle of Krishna consciousness. And the story of Lord Indra is a good way to remember this. As soon as Krishna's bathing ceremony took place, then all the demigods came. There's only living beings in this universe. They're humanoid. They're not, they're aliens, so to speak, but they believe in God. It seems like that the other aliens that come in the spaceships, they don't seem very godly. But there are some, the devatas, that are godly. The Gandharvas and the Yadaras and Siddhas and Charanas, as soon as they saw the opportunity to worship Krishna, they had a big festival, like Rath Yatra. "Oh, let's have a big festival. Balaram's appearance day. Now they're going to decorate the temple." Everyone's getting excited. "Oh, somebody's coming. Prabhupada's coming." We used to have a big Prabhupada. We used to think, "When Prabhupada's coming, big festival. Lots of prasadam, lots of dancing and singing, decorate the temple." This is demigod, the instinct of the demigod. This is the pravritti, the inclination of the demigod is to glorify Krishna, to feel happy by glorifying Krishna. But now our duty, given to us by Lord Chaitanya, is to turn the demonic face of the earth into the devotional face of the earth. It's a big task, impossible task almost. Prabhupada thought it was impossible. How would I do it? How will I ever be able to do it? Prabhupada was saying to Krishna, how will I ever make these American people into devotees? But then he said, make me dance as you like. Make my words suitable to turn them into devotees. And he did. He was successful to a degree. But he left the rest to us in the Sankirtan movement. We want everyone to join. And many people do. We saw yesterday on the Olympic Pariyatra, there were people that were joining in. All of a sudden they just become inspired. Wow! Jump in to the kirtan and smile and laugh. This is it. The spirit of Sankirtan and book distribution. Here, learn how to have a festival with Krishna. Learn how to be happy with Krishna. Let's hope that the next Olympic Games, I think we failed here, we'll have Hare Krishna at the opening ceremony. Paul McCartney was there, but what did he sing? Hey Jude, not Hare Krishna. But they sang other Kami songs to do with enjoying this material world. And then as soon as somebody does wonderful, breaks all the records, they say, oh, must have been drugged. Must have had DNA injection or something. So people don't believe in the spiritual power, spiritual potency. They think all these stories of Krishna, it's all a mythology. They can never be heaven on earth. They want to have heaven on earth without God, without Krishna. They want Olympic Games without Krishna. So that means demons. But we don't mind Olympic Games. Okay. Have your Olympic Games. Sometimes devotees even play football. Have you ever seen that? I shouldn't say that. Sometimes they do play games, but they're devotional games and they're with Krishna. They're all devotees. So we're not against Olympic Games, but make it devotional Olympic Games. Make it devotional Olympic Games for Krishna. They can get prasadam, get a Mangalati sweet, instead of a gold medal. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Is that time for questions, please? Five minutes for questions. Yeah. How did I resolve my attachment for Jesus Christ when I came to Krishna? I prayed to Lord Jesus to forgive me. What else can you do? If I'm doing anything wrong, please forgive me. I'm going to chant Hare Krishna in London. Actually, it was an interesting story because I guess it was a demigod appeared to me. That night I decided the next morning I would go up to London. I decided I'd go to the Canterbury Cathedral because I was living in Canterbury. And there they have an early morning mass where you take the sacrament. You have wine and sacrament as a Christian yajna thing. So I decided I'd go in early in the morning. And then I'd beg forgiveness of Lord Jesus, then I'd hitchhike up to London, and I'd join the temple. So that night I had a dream. I had a very striking dream. It was an amazing dream. It wasn't a dream, it was like a vision. So it was this big, dark cathedral with no lights. It was dusty, it was fearful, it was cold, and it made me shiver. And then all of a sudden in the sky, on the right-hand side of the cathedral, there was this huge, vast, like filling up the whole sky, translucent cow. was just so nice and attractive. And as soon as I saw this big cow, like motherly cow, I thought, yes, I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing the right thing. I didn't know anything about Krishna and cows then. I didn't click that Krishna had anything to do with cows. But as I woke up, I felt great. I thought, now I'm going to join Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna.
True story. So that's what happened. Then I prayed to Lord Jesus. Then I came up the road. Actually, I'll tell you maybe a bit more autobiographic, 2 more minutes. So when I got to London, I got cold feet. I got butterflies in my stomach. I thought, oh no, how can I become a zombie dancing down Oxford Street? Be one of them, shaved head and everything. I was thinking, oh no, I can't do it. So then I thought, I better go to a place like a middle ground. So I went to Watkins Bookshop, just down Charing Cross Road. There's a little side alley, and there's Watkins Occult Bookshop. And they have all shops, all books there, you know, about reincarnation mediums, you know, all, you know, mysticism and astrology, everything there. So I thought, you know, at least I'm halfway here or somewhere here. And then on the table in front of the bookshop, there was all these books which were just laid out on a table on the street to attract people. And I was just standing there, I was thinking, what shall I do? What shall I do? And my eyes were just like out of half focus, you know, just thinking. It was a big moment in my life. And then one book came into focus. It's just like came in three-dimensional in color. So my hand went down, I picked it up. And I brought it up, I looked at it. And it was the early edition of Nectar of Devotion, the first edition of Nectar of Devotion. It was Radha Krishna on a swing. I didn't know it was anything to do with Hare Krishna. Just picked up this book. And I opened it at random. And then it was talking about, you know, Mother Yashoda and Krishna and loving affairs and rasa. And then like, this is Hare Krishna. So I put the book down and I went straight to the temple. Srila Prabhupada came! And then when I came around the corner to the Berry Place, all the devotees were standing on the street because it was, might as well tell the full story. All the devotees were standing on the street. And there was this old beaten up Bedford van. And all the devotees were just standing around. And there was this one devotee, it was Tribhuvanath. So I went up to him, I had this Moroccan drum. I said, I've come to join the temple. And he said, oh great, we're going on, King's Road. We're going on King's Road, we're going to do sankirtan, we're chanting in the street. Would you want to come with us? I said, yes, I've been chanting in the street in Canterbury. All my friends left me, so I've come to join you. So he said, okay, put your drum inside, put your hippie jacket inside. We're going now. And then I came out, and he said, we've just got one problem. He said, we've got no money for gas. We've got no money, petrol, to go on sankirtan. So I had a fiver in my pocket. It was my worldly possessions. I said, oh, you have this. So everyone was happy, and then we bought petrol, and we went, Hare Krishna, sankirtan ki!
Hare Krishna.
Okay. From the Mahavishnu Purana. Okay. So we have the wonderful Sankirtan scores. No book scores. Just now coming. Okay. Govinda's restaurant. Guests 244. And total Lakshmi 2,109.37 Lakshmi. Govinda's Prasadam Restaurant Key. And Radha's Boutique. 4 books, 100 and looks like 15 Lakshmi. So I don't know whether this includes the Pariyatra yesterday. Does the book scores from Pariyatra? No. Okay. So four devotees going out. It says Harinam Party, but mine is the Olympic Pariyatra. Five Lakshmi, five small, and 1.25 book points. Bhakta Adam, 14 Lakshmi, 4 small, 1 medium, 1 mahabig, and 3.50 book points. Bhakta Dale, 50 Lakshmi, 1 small, 1 medium, and 4 mahabig. 8.75 book points. And Bhakta Lori, 45 Lakshmi, 11 mahabig, and 22 book points. Making a total of 114 Lakshmi, 10 small, 2 medium, 16 mahabig, and 35.5 book points. Sankirtan Yagya Ki. So, now it's time for our prayer to the deities, their lordships. We can look at the deities and we can repeat this prayer. Dear Sri Sivada Landanishwara, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, Sri Sri Gauranitai and Gir Govardhan, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, we request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your pure devotee Srila Prabhupada to the fallen conditioned souls of London. If you so desire, please enable us to cooperate together in mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us in bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We, your surrendered servants, humbly beg. Shri Shiva Landanishwara Jagannath Paladev Subhara Shri Shri Gornitai and Giri Govardhan Ki. Now, if there's no other announcements, we can request volunteers for... Yeah?
Excuse me, I don't know when to bring this up, so I thought I'd try now. I hope it's...
Okay.
In the Southern Times, I read an article with pictures showing just how badly polluted the Ganges is in a dreadful state. I thought perhaps we could raise awareness and possibly suggest a penny donation for people and the restaurant or something and start something...
Actually, this whole Sankirtan movement, ISKCON, is meant for purifying the whole world, including the Ganga. If we simply chant Hare Krishna and become a devotee, then it will be purifying Mother Ganga. We can directly also do what you're saying, it's a good idea. But the main thing is that we first purify our own hearts and by an association of devotees, chanting, taking prasadam. This is the main... First we must start with ourselves, our own dirty heart, dirty Ganga in our heart. Krishna's there and his lotus feet are in our heart. We've forgotten him. So we need that nectar from his lotus feet, but we're polluting it at every moment because we're forgetting Krishna. Forgetting him. So the remedy for the from internal and external, the Ganga, Mother Ganga in India, and the Ganga within our heart, is this chanting, Sankirtan movement. So please join us, and we'll solve all the problems of the world. Just like we heard today, the world can become paradise if we spread the Sankirtan movement. Thank you very much. So, volunteers for serving prasadam, please. On the men's side, ladies' side. Yes, Melody, thank you. And what's the next thing? Cleaning up afterwards. Okay, everyone's eager today. And we just request afterwards just a prasadam chain from the kitchen to bring all the prasadam up. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.
His Holiness Maha Vishnu Maharaj ki.
Radha Landanishwara Das ki.